Hi everyone, my name is Chidera. Welcome back to the Big Crusade podcast. I am so glad to have us again on this platform. And today we'll be talking about something that is very sensitive to everyone who believes in God. We're talking about the concept of spirituality in relation to our mental health as individuals. With me, I have guests that are going to be doing justice to this topic. My first guest is Adimchinobi Wisdom. Okay, I also have with me Shedrack. Quickly, we'll kickstart on this conversation. Get everyone you know, your family and your friends. What is spirituality?
Well, I'll say that spirituality is an art of being spiritual. That's the dictionary definition. But apart from being spiritual, that is a sense of or a consciousness of you being spiritual. This is what I mean. When you are conscious of this imagination, if you as a person get conscious of something, maybe assume it's sacred, assume it's different, assume it's not just the way the ordinary things, that is spirituality.
Speaking to a body of people which are actually believers, I think spirituality for them is believing in God. Jesus speaking, he said, "He that is born of the flesh is of the flesh, and he that is born of the spirit is of the spirit." So spirituality for a believer is believing in God. So if there is something that believer is, that person is believing as, in quotes, spirituality, is that there is a person who is God superseding him or her.
Does being spiritual elude the fact that we have our mental states as individuals?
Okay, just as I said that spirituality is just about living above the natural, having a consciousness above the natural being. That doesn't mean you are not so conscious that you're a natural being. So having that mindset makes you spiritual. On a normal, like if someone should come to you, they can touch you, they can feel you, they can see you. If things happen around your environment, those things come directly to the body they see. So your physical body, considering the fact that even according to study, and it's obvious that human beings, we are made of, we are tripartite beings. We have the body, the soul, and the spirit. And at which one we function, the body contains the part of the mental head, though the mind and the soul. Now the soul has the mind in it. So the body is actually your physical being. Now, we'll come to the spiritual. That's actually what we explain, that consciousness of something different from just you. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't dismiss or disparage the fact that your being or your body is physical, or your soul has the ability to think within the confines of its environment. So circumstances surrounding you actually can affect your mental health.
Yes, spirituality doesn't elude the fact that a believer can actually have mental health issues. A believer can actually experience mental health issues. Being a believer does not take it out. Believing in God per se, believing in the existence of God, accepting God as your Lord and personal Savior, you're born again, does not take away the mental part of a believer. Okay, so as a Christian, you still feel things. You still think. So just the same way you can be very happy when things happen, you can be sad when things happen also. So a believer, you believing what you believe in God or whatever you've learned, how your belief system has changed, does not change the fact that the believer can have mental issues.
Let's bring it like closer to what we know, make it more real. Most people, an average Christian, believes that being spiritual is living a life of miracles. So that means that they should not be susceptible to certain things like sickness in their body or in their mind. So if someone of that nature, if you got into a conversation with someone who believes that a Christian should not suffer mental health challenges, how do you tackle that?
I'll draw my example from a person like Paul, who speaking said that the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing them. When you're a believer and you accept Jesus as a Lord and personal Savior, which is actually what makes you a believer, it doesn't change the fact that you have senses. Just like I said, for example, if you used to think evil thoughts 2 hours before you gave your life to Christ, the time you gave your life to Christ won't change 1 hour, 2 hours after you give your life to Christ won't change that evil thoughts.
Immediately.
Exactly. So this brings us to a point where this is in stages. So believers can actually get to a point where they can say, yes, I cannot experience depression. Because at that point, you don't tag these things as depression. Okay? So for me to meet someone who's like, it's wrong for a believer to experience depression, it's wrong for a believer to be sick, it's wrong for a believer to work in certain things that are per se not meant to be found in the life of a believer. I would refer to Paul when he was speaking to the Romans, in Romans 12, verse 2, he said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Meanwhile, the emphasis is on the transformation by the renewal of your mind. The transformation by the renewal of your mind. So, as a believer, coming into Christ that way, there's no problem. But you remain that way if you don't subject yourself to the teachings or the leadings of God coming to your direction. So, what takes you away from not experiencing depression per se is a renewal of your mind. The scriptures does not fight.
You can actually be sick.
Yeah, you can actually be sick.
Okay.
You can actually be sick. So, we can see in several places in scriptures, Jesus healed people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can actually be sick. It doesn't... But there's a time you walk into knowledge. There's a certain kind of revelation you can get that you can never fall sick. You can be sure that I won't fall sick. And even when you feel symptoms, you still have faith that I'm not taking drugs because I can't fall sick. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
This also applies to a believer who, out of bad experiences, begins to be sad. And if it's an unbeliever, he might just tag that as depression and might possibly even run. If the person can stay on that thought for a long time and run into depression more. But as a believer, because of his thought patterns, when he is sad, he begins to meditate on the word of God. He begins to remind himself of the promises of God and he walks away from that mood per se.
I will start from somewhere. He made some striking points and I want to lay foundation. Paul speaking one, he said, in the Bible, he said, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk. Why the word milk? And as somebody is speaking, he also said, solid food, solid word. Okay, I'll come back to that now, but just hold that in your mind. Another thing going on in the Bible is that Jesus speaking somewhere, he said, when thou cry, don't cry like someone doesn't have hope, because I, Jesus, has overcome the world. Mm-hmm. So I believe Jesus himself, a role model, believe there are some more points in our life we might cry. Wow. And when you cry, crying doesn't seem good.
Even when our faith has gotten to that level we believe that
we think everything can go well.
Yeah.
So crying actually doesn't, unless it's tears of joy, that is actually saying when you shed tears. He said, when you cry. So actually, you've gone through the world, he said, don't cry that someone doesn't have hope. He, Jesus, has overcome the world. So, in other words, an overcoming comes when there are challenges and troubles. So, let me say this from where I started before, that when you are conscious of the fact that you are an extraordinary being, doesn't mean that ordinary things don't happen around you.
Mm.
And at some point, it begins to affect you. Pain comes around. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, he was talking about renewing of your mind. It's only when you come to that level of knowledge. But when you've not gotten to that level of knowledge, it's normal for you to feel pain. Yes. Now, let me also explain this. Then I will relate the four together. Paul, speaking in Galatians chapter 4, verse 1, he said, the Bible, he said that a child, a heir, in as much as he is a child, will always be or seen as a servant. In other words, you have people who will take care of his father's property.
Mm.
So I believe so much a believer has a whole lot of inheritance in Christ Jesus, which healing, free from depression, free from pain, Jesus conquering the world. But in as much as you are a child, being a child thinks low. A child haven't had experiences. There are a whole lot of things in being a child. And in that state as a believer, your responses to life differs a lot. And when your responses to life differ, the tendency for you to feel bad, maybe your daddy died. Wow. If you've had such experience, you know it's not easy. There's something that will happen to you out of experience. I know you can be very emotionless. You don't feel happy. You don't feel sad. You don't even know how to feel. Just your feeling is just that way.
Yeah.
So when these things happen, they are real. They are real. So when these things happen like this, Jesus knows it will happen. So what you just need to do is to understand. But from what he said, there is a moment you reach now, your life, your mind can be renewed by the knowledge of God's word and by your walkings with him. It doesn't just happen automatically. And that doesn't also mean that somebody have been in Christ for 20 years cannot experience challenges.
Mm.
Because if I'm to say what happened to Job is quite difficult, you know. Though now we believe in Christ Jesus, then you say Job is in Old Testament. Hello, calm down. But understand that Job, a man that loved God, went through things that me and you can't go through. And if I'm to say, even I speaking, I will really feel so much pain. I might even have to curse God. Thank God he didn't.
Mm.
So what I'm trying to say in general is this. Life throws at us different things, different challenges. And when they come, it's not changing us. We live in a material world where material things affect our reasoning. Our environment has a way of controlling our thought pattern. But when you come to the level of knowledge, when my brother spoke about, this now will bring you to a point where you might no longer start seeing things from the earthly point of view. You might begin to see them from the different perspective of that consciousness of being spiritual. But that doesn't actually dismiss the things happening around you. If you should still tell yourself the truth, these things are happening. So I believe generally that our mental health could be affected. Depression can come in. Maybe we'll talk about how to handle that, but it's just normal. Don't see it as being sinful. Don't see yourself being an unbeliever when these things happen around you. They are normal things that happen. Even our country can frustrate you to a point that you begin to ask questions. Even the annoyance of the government itself alone is what
it's
making you think.
Pressure.
What's that? What's happening? Even you as a believer you say heaven is not like this. Why is earth like this? You want to leave? So at some point, people even commit suicide, not because they wanted to die, because they just want to leave the
environment.
They just want to leave the environment.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. So, we are going somewhere. Mental health, from everything we've talked, mental health as a part of our lives, it's not a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
There's nothing spiritual about mental health.
Yeah. You know, I was actually doing a research and someone mentioned that mental issue also arises from chemical reactions in our body. Imagine you're a normal human being who doesn't know anything about chemical. You just woke up one morning angry, you know, or you woke up one morning very sad.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know what's going on.
You're just
sad. This is not spirits because you know you pray, nothing is happening, you know, but you're still sad. So a person can actually wake up and have mental issues, have mental health disorderliness.
Some of them are hereditary. They actually
mood swings. Yes. Mood swings from your mom. Exactly. You know,
madness too.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
all these things are.
These things. Yeah. I understand that the power of God. This is not limiting God.
Yes.
This is not limiting the power of God. We can be in situations where, thank God, by God's grace, I've been in situations where I've met people with these issues, and in few days. I spoke to them, encouraged them, and prayed for them. And in a few days, they are lifted. These depressions are lifted. So this is not taking out the power of God.
Yeah,
thank God.
We are not disparaging God.
We are not saying God does not heal or God does not take away depression from the life of a person. But then, this is saying that you are normal and it doesn't take away your faith. It doesn't say you don't believe in God. If you're having you're experiencing depression, having suicidal thoughts, it doesn't mean you don't love God. It doesn't mean you don't want to be with God. Okay? So these scriptures alone might not be enough help.
Yes, that was where I was going to come from.
Yeah, scriptures alone, because you can meditate on scriptures and it help lifts you. But then, because of the depth of some people have gone through this for years. You know, exactly, because
of
the depth of what they've gone through, you know, that scripture, they can recite it more than you,
like,
but nothing is happening.
There's no way. Okay, let me set an instance here, just
yeah.
as what he's saying. I was opportune to experience something we can tag as the word failure. And my mentor, I called him, I was telling him, he sent me Romans chapter 8, verse 28. He told me, and I knew what that place said, I had to reply him immediately, for what good is this? Because actually, what I'm talking about is I'm going through pains, and somebody is sending me something all that's things.
Questioning yourself.
I imagine all saying. Things working out for good to them that love me. I'm like, what? Wait, like, good. Why is failure working out for good? Like, I was so real because these things are happening. But maybe from his experience, he's actually trying to tell me something. But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just a normal...
You know, certain people have actually ruined their lives or they've watched their lives waste. At this point, I'm not saying it's not good to pray when you face a mental health challenge. But some people, in the name of being spiritual, they despise medical help. They don't talk to therapists.
Yeah.
It's kind of a traditional taboo in Nigeria to not... therapy, like, we don't do it here. And then the spiritual ones, they don't want to go to a psychiatrist or take drugs because you have to pray, and then they go to pastors.
You know there are actually people, that because they are spiritual, they go through these things and they can't even relate it to their brothers, like spiritual brothers, you know, those they call brethren.
They feel
I'm prayer called now. How will I come and tell you that? I'm down.
You're anxious.
You know,
cast all your anxiety.
Exactly.
Because he cares for you know.
But funny enough, you know, mental health is not only talking about depression or suicidal thoughts. Anxiety. You know, anxiety is a mental health issue.
It's a general thing. Yes. I mean, there's something that called normal too anxious. Anxiety.
You know, you are anxious. You are worrisome. It's a mental health issue.
You can't just find rest.
Yeah, you can't find rest. You're someone that... You're always picky.
It's obvious. Oh, let's just the mental health we're talking about everything that surrounds your emotion. And life itself, we are emotional beings.
Yes.
Everybody, even your walk with God needs your emotion. Okay, now from what she said, they said some were not going for, they don't regard therapy, other counseling,
sources of help or aside God.
Now, let me help you. God can't do anything on earth without man. Even devil too can't do anything on earth without man. So the ability for the devil to function, he has invested into man and to God too, to man. So, and a place in the Bible said in 1 Peter, I guess, he said that God has given us everything we need for life. For life and godliness. So there are challenges you might experience which God has given you. Maybe he gave it to your brother to give to you. You might not know.
Yeah.
So what happens is that when you consult him and talk to him, few words from him
actually lifts you.
That's all you need. Because it's just like, I've lost someone that I love so much. I don't expect someone that I've not lost someone to tell me anything. You can't tell me God cares, he knows. Well, you don't feel what I feel, guy. You need to feel it. Now, when you feel it, and you say, oh, I've actually been here. Once I hear, there is this enthusiasm to listen to you better than someone who has the dad, mom, parents, everything intact. That is not it. So God has given us everything. Everything we need is in the hand of someone. Some of the things, medical help, him himself gave that creativity.
Yeah.
People couldn't create. It was God. God knew that as the world was going on, a lot of things, environmental, natural disaster, these things keeps coming in.
Yeah.
And God had to give men the ability to find medical medicine, herbs, and everything. So when things of this nature happen, he has already provided your healing in a way in which if you seek them, you receive them, you'll be okay. Now, if you limit his capacity by just waiting for him as a spirit to come, is your knowledge capable to carry such? I'm not saying he can't, so please don't misunderstand everything we're saying. But I'm only saying that these things are easier. You have an addict, just paracetamol can take care of it. And you're waiting for Jesus. Even when he has made all these things available. I don't get what I'm saying. So you don't disparaging these people. Counseling. Okay, John came and he said, this is a guy we know. This is the guy, he that takes the sin, takes away the sin of the world. After every confession he made about Jesus, he was the forerunner of Jesus. A time came in his life, he sent his disciples, please go and ask that guy. Is he the one or another? Check the condition he was for him to question his own confessions. He was convinced.
Yeah.
But now something came up.
True,
he said, go and ask that guy. Is he really the one or are we expecting another? And funny enough, Jesus actually didn't give so much reply. He said, go and tell him the blind see. Who does that? I get that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So John was left with a whole lot of things in his mind. If actually this guy is the one, the savior of the world, why am I in bonds? Why am I in chains? These are things we experience. So even John naturally needed someone to talk to, someone to help him understand his thinking, even though God himself give him those messages. So certain things, when they happen around you, talk to someone. Find a way. If you're not getting yourself, seek for counseling. It's not bad. Even if the person that is counseling is an unbeliever, experience maybe some of them are trained in that manner through which they can guide you. So the only advantage we have in as a spirit being is that when you apply the spiritual consciousness with the little experience or advice you've gotten thus far, wow, you will see yourself
more rapid. Your result is more rapid. Thank you very much. Okay, I think we've exhausted all. We've been able to lay this foundation and make it clear that it's okay to actually seek help.
Yeah.
Would I say, it's not right to say outside God, but I think God himself directs us to the kind of help that we seek. His backing is actually what we need as Christians to balance our mental health. Now, let's talk about just one more thing before we take our final words. The pressure that is on Christians concerning their mental health. The idea of some people going through a lot of things and they're not saying anything. Now, I'm going to ask this based on your capacities. You are the president of your fellowship and you're the prayer coordinator. How would you handle or how would you address the issue of people holding in a lot of pain and struggles because they don't want to be seen as faithless Christians, people who are not spiritual?
First and foremost, the Bible says, carry one another's burden. If someone must carry your burden, you might, in one way or the other, let the person know the burden.
Yeah.
Because the burden we are actually talking about is when you are carrying it's not when you are carrying a load on your head. It could be emotional struggle, it could be depression. And the Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron.
Mm.
So our work in this ministry or in Christendom needs another. We fellowship as brethren. So we share things in common. How pleasant and good it is for brothers to live together in unity. So what am I trying to say here is that you need this person. So you're buckling up when you are going through pain. Actually, I don't think you need teaching. You need to be guided. You need to be taught. It's not part of the Christian faith. Even, teaching Paul, in one of the epistles, it was said that when you sin, you should confess your sin to one another. Why? Because they know that sin is a way, sin is something that makes us feel depressed, frustrated, our work with God is not going on well. So you just need to talk. So, but the ability, when you confess to someone, even when Englishman say that a problem shared is half salt. Psychologically, the weight, when you begin to talk, there's a weight, it frees your mind. I don't know what I'm saying.
From experience, I think it's very hard, you know, that someone who, for example, let me start with, especially those in leadership positions, you know, to trust people with real-time issues they are dealing with.
Yeah.
Okay? The reason is, you know, there is a perception which you people already have.
Yes.
And people have about you. So, our normal senses, we wouldn't want that to drop. Do you get me? Meanwhile, to address for people generally, believers generally, scripture says that do not neglect the gathering of the brethren. This is one of the first things that happen when a person begins to experience depression, suicidal thoughts. The person tends to want to separate himself. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Those are actually like symptoms of there are signs
that a person is actually going through this. He wants to separate himself. This is not a time for you to separate yourself. Do you get me? One of the ways I've helped myself is creating a system of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
As a person, you know, have people you trust.
That's actually where I was going to when you said it's difficult for if you can't tell me because I think I'm higher than you, there's someone that is higher than you.
Yes.
As a prayer court, you have someone.
Create a system of accountability. Have someone you trust in your circle that you know you can tell things. You know you can tell stuff that I encountered this and it got me depressed. Yes, I was depressed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Or I felt worthless. Let the person speak to you. Words are like seeds. When planted in the life of a person, it can bear fruits.
Yes.
Do you understand me? I've had friends where they tell me, oh, thank you. I appreciate that you spoke to me that night. Do you understand me? So, reason is, as a reason of me speaking to them, they were lifted.
Mm-hmm.
They started believing in themselves. They started believing the word of God once again. This is why we don't neglect, do not neglect the gathering of the brethren. Fellowship with people. This is something that is hard in the body of Christ. Reason is we're expecting everybody to be, you know, strong. You know, one of our fathers of faith lost his son. You know, it's painful.
Very painful.
Very painful.
It hurts me so.
But do you know thousands of people that would have called him abroad? Reason is not because if they just say, he's our papa now. He should take this thing
in. The Lord gives.
The Lord gives, and he should understand scriptures. There's a time for everything. You know.
Yeah.
But do you know thousands of calls, thousands of mails? Do you know people that would have taken flights
to come see
just to be around? Do you understand what I'm saying? This is because they understand that in the body, one person cannot foot everything. You bear each other's burden.
Mm.
Just like you said, you bear each other's burden.
But you said something that is normal and it's quite difficult for someone, a spiritual leader, to communicate challenges. But I want to advise to our listeners, please, the Big Crusaders, that you should create a system, just as he said. Have people, have a circle of friends you can talk to.
Mm.
You know why? The person that helped Naaman, the leper in the Bible, wasn't his king, was a servant.
Yeah, yes.
So if you can just talk, okay, I'm talking out of experience, just talk. A child could even be the one God will use.
Mm.
I've taught a group of young people within the ranges of 10 to 5 years, and after talking to them, I was having this challenge. I said, oh yeah, kids, pray for me. Why would I ask children to pray for me? I know I'm the one that does that oftentimes.
Mm.
But what I did there is, I was actually practicing a spiritual system that their hearts are pure and God can listen to them faster, with or without sin. Okay, I get that very well. But what I'm trying to say is that just learn to. Don't, if you think you've gotten it, listening in our work with God, I'm talking as a lover of God and someone actually who have had fellowship with him, that there are some moments God doesn't make sense. Like, what you believe doesn't make sense because you are preaching, he said something about sickness. You're preaching, I can't be sick by faith. In the name of Jesus, you've grown to that. And guess what? Sickness is coming.
Mm.
The doctor is telling you you're having kidney failure. You're talking, it's a joke. It's happening. You're feeling the pain. You're trying to live above it. You wake up in the morning, you declare, I rule, I dominate everything. Mm. The thing is still there.
Mm.
You start taking drugs. The thing is still there. Or more. At that moment, you didn't question yourself. I didn't expect her to die, just as he mentioned our papa that lost the son.
Mm.
I believe the papa prayed. This is the same person that have raised the dead.
Must have come. Away.
I don't get what I'm saying. I don't get this. This is annoying. But if he has someone to talk to, just talk to someone. I'm just trying to advise. Let it out.
Don't
think you are big. You know God. I know you know God. I'm not arguing that. Yeah. But if it's your wife.
Which is actually one of the reasons of this podcast. Yes. To let you know, it's actually a normal phenomenon for you to go through certain things
even
like
when
this.
You have God.
You know, even when you know God.
Yes.
Yeah, even when you know God, you can let it out. Talk to somebody you trust.
It's very important. Make sure you talk to somebody you trust. Don't just, at least even if it's one.
It has to be someone you trust.
Yes.
Yeah. Even
must,
if it's one.
Because people don't
or
talk.
Or trust their capacity.
Yeah, people don't talk for that fear of it's going to leak.
It's going to, exactly.
Some people don't talk because of, not just because it's going to leak, but they don't want to be pitied. Some
exactly.
people don't like to be pitied. You know, that moment you're
or how does it take it in?
Yes.
You know, sometimes this sense of, Papa, you're meant to be spiritual now. How will I come and tell you? And probably you should be looking at me. How will I come and tell you now? I'm having this thing in my life.
Just go ahead, talk. Just as he said,
talk to someone.
Talk.
Yeah, talk. She not said. Just talk. Talk to someone you trust or someone you trust their capacity. You know, there can be people that have a track record of being faithful in certain things. You know, you can ask for recommendations. You can pray. God can direct you.
I think you should also talk to someone who talks.
Yes.
That way, you don't feel like you're bothering the person.
Exactly.
Just as you were saying, if we share our problems, I was having an issue the other time. I'm a president of a fellowship. Probably, let's just use the word, a pastor of a fellowship. Okay, now, I had an issue. I pray for people, they get healed, they do this. But I had an issue, I prayed, it wasn't working. I have to tell my friend. And my friend is actually under me. But he made time to, he said, okay, Papa, I will pray for you. It's funny. As he just said, I'll pray for you. I said, okay, go ahead, pray for me. And when he prayed, I felt relieved in my spirit.
Mm.
What happened? I was asking, it's a system of God functioning in a dimension. Yeah. That is not everything you just can handle on your own. Just talk. The graces are different. My friend there, when he was teaching on Wednesday, sorry I brought this in, he was talking about gifts of the Holy Spirit. He can be functioning the gift of healing, and you were sick. Why not just talk to someone you trust his or her capacity?
Yes.
And let me say this now, finally. Please, have a friend that believes what you believe.
Very important.
Have a friend that believes
what you
believe. A circle of friends. As I'm here, I let the person know. So if you have someone that believes what you believe, what the person does at that moment is to help build you. At the same time, if the person is going through the same thing, the person will not be scared to tell you, you help build. So this is where they say, iron does what? Sharpened iron. It's very important.
I think that having someone who believes what you believe is very important, because I've actually been with a circle of friends who do not believe. It's not like they don't believe, but they don't believe as much as I do.
Yeah.
So most times in our conversations, we are always arguing.
Yeah.
And then that gave me a lot of anxiety because I have to study, I have to make my research, I have to be right. So that was really building my anxiety until I learned that, okay, I need to withdraw from these people. And I can testify anytime that that moment I withdrew from them, that month was like one of the peaceful months in my life.
Self-confidence.
Yes, the anxieties were gone. I didn't have any anxieties of, so this, your circle of friends actually can affect your mental, your state of mind, even spiritually and your mental health.
So, sincerely, some of our mental issues are certain things we can handle by actions.
Yes, yes.
Okay? We can handle by actions and inactions. We can choose what to do. We can choose where to go. We can choose times to relate to people and times to stay alone, you know. Certain of those things are what helps you
to stay
mentally healthy. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
You take care of yourself, you have a circle, but then you have to also create a system where you can talk to yourself and believe in what you carry. Believe in yourself, okay? So this can actually help you a lot.
Okay, wow, we've actually talked at length, and I'm so excited because I think I've actually learned new things talking with spiritual men of God. So I've been speaking with Adim Chinobi Wisdom, a music minister, a teacher. He's currently the president of CASO, AIF Night Chapter. I've also been with Shedrack, the creative director and founder of MK Brands Design Agency, who is also currently the prayer coordinator of the fellowship. And at this point, I'll just have you say bye in a few words.
Okay, just know that challenges and troubles are normal.
Yeah.
But create a system at which you can handle them properly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. For people who believe by faith they can go through these things, it's not a problem. We are spiritual beings. Find a friend you trust, talk to someone. Do something about what you are going through. There are people who are willing to listen. God has actually given everything you need to survive. So I leave you with God's word that all things actually work out for good to them that love God.
Rick Warren is a very popular author of the popular author and one of the best sellers in the things in UK or US. But then his book, Life Purpose Driven Church, is one of the most popular book young people are referred to. So in one of his interviews, he mentioned that his son actually committed suicide at the age of 27 because of he's been having suicidal thoughts, he's been having mental issues. So if a man of that capacity can go through things like this, you're not worse. Okay, so you can actually go through these thoughts and come out well. Okay, so I will leave you with this. Take care of yourself. If what you're going through as peradventure made you disconnect from God, even isolated yourself, this is a call to reconnect with God.
Run back to Him. He wants to take care of you. If you're going through challenges now, there's a capacity in Christ Jesus to provide solution and you are healed in sickness. Man, anything, that challenge is taken care of in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much for coming, and I hope to actually have more conversations like this with you, spiritual men of God. Thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. We are glad.
From insights on topics that matter to awesome conversations, the Big Crusade offers you a haven to be everything that you can be with the right attitude to life. The Big Crusade serves you episodes from the podcast and campaigns on all our platforms.
Tell your guys about the Crusade.
Tell your friends about the Crusade.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend about the Crusade.
This is the Big Crusade, attaining maximum mental health and promoting Christian lifestyle.